Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and good day, everybody. This is Rob May, and you're listening to CMC Radio. Hope everyone's having a great day so far. It is Thursday. We are almost through the work week, thank God. I hope everyone's having a good week, like I said, and I hope everyone's got some good plans going on for the weekend coming. Got some good weather headed our way, hopefully, minus a few showers here and there. But not to waste any more of your time, we have with us today Barry Cartmill, based out of Wappinger Falls, New York. Barry, welcome to CMC Radio.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So Barry, tell us a little bit about yourself. We'd love to find out as much information about our guests as we can in the first couple of minutes of the show, as always. So tell us about your background and, what it is that you're up to these days.
Okay, I'm currently serving as the president and CEO of a company I founded back in 2002 by the name of Beckett Incorporated. Humbly, it stands for Barry's Education and Consulting for Information Technology. We provide services to the IT community focused on messaging and integration middleware, provide the whole set of services that people have been asking for, architecting solutions, designing and development of applications, doing system support as well as administration, and also technical training.
Now, as far as technical training goes, so you physically go through the process with each individual that you work with here?
Well, the technical training aspect is more of formalized classes. A lot of them from large vendors such as IBM. I also do a lot of mentoring. And with mentoring, I like to use what I refer to and learned as a guiding learning approach, whereby it's essentially four steps. First, I do the activity and explain it. Then second, I have the receiver of the mentorship do the activity sitting beside them.
Okay.
Then third, I kind of back off and act somewhat as a consultant, purely just maybe if he's having trouble pointing out a few things and answering questions. And then the last step, completely have him do it on his own. And, of course, I'm available for questions, but mainly I do a review of what he did at the end.
And how thorough do you find that you have to be with people? I mean, do you work with people of all different strengths in that side of things?
Yes, definitely all different strengths. Sometimes it's just a matter of having the discussions about things if they're only looking for knowledge transfer and if they're fairly advanced. And sometimes it's a matter of working with them for a month or more. Especially I've had people that I've mentored, and especially people in class that just are straight out of college. So they're not familiar with the technologies that I focus on at all.
And now, I mean, technology is obviously changing at all times. So for you to kind of stay on the fast track to what's going on, I mean, how do you physically and mentally stay on what's happening?
Well, there's a number of ways I do that. Okay, first, one thing about being involved with technical training with large organizations is you have access to all their materials and to their support materials as well over the internet, and you have access to people you can call up and discuss things with. I've also developed a number of contacts. I should point out that I've been working in the IT industry for over 30 years and have over 20 years experience with messaging and over 13 years experience with the integration software. So I have a lot of resources available to me. I also try to attend conferences.
Right.
And a lot of self-study.
So, I mean, what was it that got you into this?
Okay. Okay, what got me into information technology was I had a career change. I had a master's and bachelor's degree in psychology.
Okay.
And I practiced as a clinical psychologist for a couple of years. And I saw some other opportunities in the information technology arena. And part of it was also I became married during that time and had a child. So there were some financial pressures.
Oh, sure.
I went to school. Went back to school, and then basically pursued technology and how to apply it to business, because I earned an MBA with a concentration of Management Information Systems, MIS.
Right.
And that became my focus. And out of the second time going through school after the MBA program, I joined IBM, where I worked for 15 years and held various positions. At the time that I was with IBM, especially during the early part, it was fairly typical if someone was on some type of track like I was, that we would switch jobs roughly every 12, 18, sometimes 24 months.
Wow.
So I got a very broad background in various aspects of the operation and support of data centers, as well as the development and support of software.
Now, what was it, as you would kind of go through each particular department, what did you find most enticing about that type of workflow? You know, the fact that you weren't necessarily stuck in one position so much. I mean, did you like that side of things?
Yes, yes. I very much enjoyed that because it gave me the opportunity to see things from different perspectives.
Sure.
Second, it gave me opportunities to learn about different things, both from a business aspects and a technology aspects. Also exposed me to a lot of different people where I was able to make a lot of various contacts as well.
Now, I'm assuming that in your industry, especially now that you're on your own here doing this, and how long have you actually been with, when did you actually found the company?
I founded Beckett Incorporated in 2002.
In 2002,
so,
okay.
So I've worked for a couple of small consulting firms during the time, and right now I have a number of business partners that I work with, and some very large, that basically I subcontract out with, and some of the smaller ones I at time get involved, and we share our resources to address projects.
So are you able to take what you've gotten, you know, as far as industry contact-wise, I'm sure that that's been highly beneficial for Beckett Incorporated, right?
Absolutely. Yes, sir.
That's great. I mean, for somebody that's coming out, right, and they want to start their own business and such, for you personally, what had to go into going out on your own like that?
Well, first, I was fortunate in that the technologies that I'm working with now, I began learning them at the end of when I was with IBM. So I had a technical base to start with.
Right.
If someone's getting into a technical consulting arena, probably I would recommend getting that technology base working for somebody else, either as a consultant for another consulting firm or for someone using the technology or producing the technology. Then after you become familiar with the technology, also learn about the business aspects, because that's an important aspect of being a successful consultant business in the consulting industry. I know of a lot of people that were very good technically, but didn't have the business and the interpersonal skills required, and hadn't developed those, and they basically were not successful.
Right. Yeah. No, I, you know, and I can see that. I mean, it's a lot of people are that way, right? When it comes to doing a job and knowing how to do a certain thing, as far as the interaction and the communication side of things, some people often are lacking.
And also the business side. They they don't understand the importance of the business side, meeting certain requirements as far as legal and managing the money and negotiating.
Sure, absolutely. And now with...
It all goes into it.
Absolutely, yeah. And now with the, obviously, the networking side of things that you've been able to do through through IBM and through your previous titles and all that you've seen and the people that you've met, how else are you able to build your client base?
First, word of mouth. That's probably the biggest. Second is a lot of students that I've had in my classes. Basically, later on, I have done consulting engagements with their companies. Third, going to conferences and meeting with people during the conferences, introducing myself to people have resulted in some consulting engagements. And also the partners that I'm working with, a number of them, I'm with that area of technology that I work with. I am their primary contact for that area of technology.
Very interesting. And so I should ask Barry then, when it comes to other people in the industry, are there others that offer the same or similar services as Beckett?
Yes, there are. But I think, well, as far as advantages that for the services that I offer through Beckett, is first is the experience.
Sure.
With the technology, with the messaging software, I have over 20 years, and there's very few people that have that are still engaged, and 16 years with the integration. And by the way, I have over 13 years with service-oriented architecture, SOA, and various types of ESBs and application integration. Second is the approach that I take. A lot of folks have a solution that they are well-versed in, and they try to get that solution to fit into the customer situation. I do the opposite. I try to first understand the customer's environment and the basis, the business basis for the requirements, and then try to tailor the solution based around that for their environment.
Now, where did you get this approach from?
And this is something, well, I guess the basis for it actually goes back to my MBA training in management information systems with the emphasis on the analysis of the business situation to drive the technical requirements. Also, over the years, I have seen situations where trying to force a particular architecture or solution without understanding the context and the business areas have resulted in some solutions that didn't adequately address all the business needs or wasn't the best fit for the business.
Sure.
So a lot, it was refined very much by the experience over a number of years.
What is it about what you do that drives you, though, to keep, you know, to keep up and keep changing? I mean, is it just the success of you know, of knowing that what you do is helping other people? I mean, what drives you?
Well, I mean, yes, helping other people, but also I enjoy creating things and doing things, mm-hmm. being active. I enjoy seeing the application of what I've worked on being applied to businesses to provide them with true business benefits.
Sure.
And there's also a financial incentive there as well.
I can imagine. I could have guessed that you probably don't work for free. That's true.
Yes. Well, I mean, so, like most people, I work to support my family.
Of course, yeah.
And, of course, you know, I have a growing family, and I want to make sure I adequately provide for them and their future.
Absolutely. Now, do you find that you have a good ability to balance your work and your personal life? Does this, you know, what you do now give you that more freedom than what you had with IBM, say?
Okay, first, there's a more flexibility working for myself as compared to working for another company. The answer is definitely yes.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes beyond balancing work and life. But there's still challenges.
Mm-hmm.
Throughout my career, there's been challenges, and I've made sacrifices. However, when my family has really needed me, I have found a way to be there and support them. And,
sure.
And generally, most of the people that I work with understand that and have allowed that flexibility even while working for other companies.
Right. No, absolutely. And for all those just joining us, we are halfway through our episode with Barry Cartmill of Beckett Incorporated, based out of Wappinger Falls, New York, just upstate, not too far outside of New York City. Barry, so with that being said, being, you know, your location, what's your primary region where you can, you know, work with people?
Oh, I work with people worldwide.
Worldwide, okay.
Yes,
and do you hold things?
Pardon me?
I was going to say, do you then work with them via, you know, Skype, internet, and all that stuff then?
There's some work that's done remotely,
mm-hmm.
but I would say the vast majority of my work, especially before last year, was done on site.
Mm-hmm.
I live close to a number of different airports. And even while I was working with IBM the last few years, inside the job description, as far as location, it just said near major airport.
Right. So you travel? Do you have to travel a lot then?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It ranges anywhere from, I'm going to guess at the bottom, maybe 30 weeks to 45 weeks a year.
Wow. That is certainly a lot.
Yes, yeah, but it comes with the territory. It's part of the job.
Mm-hmm. Sure. And as far then as when you do work with people, say, you know, out of town, out of region, even, you know, how do you kind of gauge before you even leave? Do you know how much time you're probably going to have to invest in putting into this particular project?
There's almost always an initial estimate,
mm-hmm.
and a statement of work that specifies what to be done, what is to be done, and generally the maximum amount of time to complete the task or to at least get started with it.
Right.
So, yes, and I do travel back and forth from my home to work every weekend. If I'm within the continent, in North America.
Absolutely. Well, I should say, so, I mean, you say you travel very extensively. I mean, how often would you say even that you're traveling, you know, out of the country?
It comes in bunches. There was a period of time where one engagement where I was traveling every week for, I think it was around 6-7 months, maybe a week or two break in between there, but primarily every week for about 6-7 months.
Wow.
To Central America.
Sure. Do you have a hotbed of activity? Do you have a particular region that is the bulk of your business?
Well, most of it is within the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it depends upon what exactly is needed, the nature of the projects that I've been involved with.
Mm-hmm.
For example, there have been a couple of projects that have gone 18 months at the same location. And then there are shorter projects where it may be only a couple of weeks or even a week to review something or to teach a course. So in that case, it's more widespread. But a lot of activity lately has been on the East Coast of the United States.
Right. Now, would you say that progress has been made in technology, and especially in the areas that you're working on every day? Have things changed drastically over the last couple of years, or has it slowed? I mean, let us know a little bit about that.
Okay, yeah, there's been a number of changes, and especially with the last, 3 years,
mm-hmm.
there's been an expansion, especially in the integration area, to focus on some of the newer technologies such as mobile and
mm-hmm.
cloud computing. Of course, always from the genesis. The messaging software and the integration to some extent, but especially the messaging, has been based and focused on transmission of fairly large amounts of data over a period of time as small packets.
Sure.
So,
there has
been a lot of changes lately, and I anticipate the rate to even increase.
Wow. it's funny to me because, 20 years ago, the internet was, still the unknown. And 10 years ago, it was a little more out there, obviously. And now it's everywhere, and you can't do anything without your phone, and you can't, every phone has to have access to the internet, and we just live by that. There's a lot of things that I think that people don't understand, but for you, do you see that a lot of businesses are more savvy now, are more tech savvy, or do they still kind of seem in the dark on a lot of things?
Most of the businesses I work with are becoming much more tech savvy.
Mm-hmm.
Another big area of concern is security.
Sure.
And there have been a number of advances, and companies seem to be more focused, more sensitive to security issues
mm-hmm.
for a variety of reasons.
Now, is the security aspect of things another thing that you handle directly?
The technology that I work with leverages security from other technologies, especially
mm-hmm.
The networking technology, such things as SSL. Also, it has its own built-in security that's used to protect the structures where data is stored, and even leveraging SSL and certain other technologies for encryption and decryption of the data as it's moved from one computer to another over the network.
Is that something, though, that you see is a big request out of your clients, then? It's the security aspect of things that's certainly of late?
Yes, absolutely, and growing.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Even to the extent of using SSL encryption behind the firewalls of their and when communicating between internal systems.
Now, do you meet people that flat out, you know, don't know the very basics of what, you know, encryption is, and I mean software protection certainly. You know, have you had to really, really walk people through certain steps?
As far as understanding the concepts and the benefits, occasionally, not very much, especially lately. That's
right.
Pretty well known. The focusing on the skills about how to utilize it, how to incorporate it with the messaging technology, especially in the integration mm-hmm. technology. Yes, there's various bases that people have to start with, and I can start with them on any basis and work up to including that in the overall solution.
Interesting. But now, do you have a particular type of industry that you work with or group, you know, from around the world that you know, you're not necessarily that you feel more comfortable with, but is there a type of organization that comes to you more often than others?
Usually they're medium to larger types of organization, both governmental and business. It seems like a lot of the work is being done, of course, as you would expect, in the financial areas, such as insurances, banks, credit card processing, those types of things, and a lot in logistics.
Mm-hmm.
Transportation, also a lot in manufacturing, and I've been involved with some projects with utilities. So it's a wide range of industries.
Right.
And retail also seems to be very big.
Which I can imagine is probably good for you, because at least it doesn't pigeonhole you to one type of job, really.
Yes, I enjoy that. I enjoy seeing the application of the technology in the different industries, and also gives me a chance to interact with a broader range of people and different perspectives.
Absolutely. Sure. And Barry, with just about 2 minutes left in the show today, I just want to let people know the best ways to reach out to you. So if you could just tell people, you know, the best way that you'd like people to get in touch with you, and also why it is that you think that people in need should reach out to you specifically.
Okay. Again, the combination of the skill sets that I have in my orientation, I think makes it easier and makes it highly more likely that I can provide the services that they need. And, again, those interpersonal skills, the business skills, as well as the technology skills and the broad experience I can bring to architecting and implementing and supporting, if necessary, the solution. A couple of ways to get a hold of me. First is through email. My email account is the name of the company, Beckett, Inc. That's B-E-C-I-T. T as in Tango, INC at Verizon.net. And of course, my phone number, my office phone is 914-489-7791.
All right. Well, Barry, I do want to thank you for coming on to the show today. It was a pleasure speaking with you, and everybody, please, you know, if you can, try to reach out to him. If you need to, don't just bother him. but Barry, real quick, is there any parting words you have for anybody out there today?
No, if you have a need for any type of technical services regarding messaging software and integration software, or looking at service-oriented architecture or any type of application integration, please give me a call. We can talk and find out what you need, and we can work something out. And thank you very much for having me on the show. It's been a pleasure.
All right. Thank you very much, Barry. Everybody, I want to thank you all for listening. This is Rob May, and you've been listening to CMC Radio. So from everybody here, have a great day, and thanks for listening. Take care, everybody.